This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kahn.
Hi, I'm Greg Eubin, and I really enjoy applying architecture principles to Agile teams, as well as applying Agile principles to architecture.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Agile Enterprise Architects. Well, that's got to be it, man. After that, the Enterprise Architects worked hard enough. It's going to take a break, right? Is that it?
No, let's pair with one more role on the team.
Oh,
one
my goodness.
At least one more.
That would be the Scrum Master. So I see the product owner, product manager at a higher level, a little bit more business focused on that, and the Scrum Master being a little bit more embedded in the team, managing the day-to-day backlog and work there. So that's the distinction that I'm drawing here. I suppose in some places they could be one and the same. So as you're pairing with the Scrum Master, the Enterprise Architect is looking at those dependencies that other teams might be trying to put on this system. And with the support of the product owner, product manager for the reuse, the Scrum Master can say, you can, to a team that is requesting a change, they can go back and say, well, if you follow this usage pattern, we can onboard you in a matter of minutes, and you're good to go, because it's already written. It's good. It's proven, you know, so on and so forth. But if you want something special, it's going to take, you know, we're going to put it in the backlog, and maybe it'll get prioritized in 6 months. And so they can have that conversation as well. Again, reinforcing those reuse patterns. They can also, as a part of some of those dependencies, as they are, you know, another team is dependent on that system that Scrum Master is responsible for, they can, maybe the change is legitimate. And so they can pull in the lead developer and the architect from both systems and have a conversation around, can we reuse to 75%? And then we can put in the backlog to that remaining 25%, and maybe we'll get that later. But figure out a way that the current usability pattern can get them close. Maybe it won't be 100%, but get them close. And then they can put in the backlog and schedule it, but it's not as critical on the delivery path. Basically try to remove that criticality of that dependency.
Okay, so we're negotiating dependencies is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
And that could be like any team in the company that has something that another team needs, and so then we're trying to figure out how best to move forward. Do we wait longer to get the cooler, better thing, or do we work around it?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. To deliver something simpler to start with, and then expand in the future. Because I don't know. I've always seen every teams makes a request to another team, and they think they're a special snowflake when they make that request. Oh, no, we're different. We can't follow your usage pattern. We're special. And so then they request this. And this just basically is turning that around into reality and saying, okay, well, if you aren't as special as you think you are, and you can reuse our services, you can be up and running today. If you think you're special and can't do that, then you're going to be in the queue, and we'll get to you when we get to you.
Right. There we are. Everybody wants all the things until the constraints come in, and now we have to make new decisions. Yeah.
Yes. Right. So that's one. This other thing the Scrum Master can do is they can be a part of that feedback loop as well on how those usage patterns are working. So they can also be about share feedback on the dependencies that they're being requested to support, but also they can provide feedback on that. You know, I talked a little bit with the lead developer about the code versus configuration. So how easy is it for them to make a change? How much is just a configuration change versus I got to recompile? And so they can also look at those types of things that are in the backlog a little bit and saying, hey, we should, why are we spending, you know, basically ask the question, why are we spending so much time in code? Shouldn't some of this be in configuration and share that back with the architect and the lead developer?
Yeah, that makes sense. Not everything has to be solved with programming.
Right.
We might want to use a LLM, large language model, in there and get some GPU compute to make it move smoothly. Who knows? All kinds of options now.
That's right. That'd be awesome.
Ace is an agile consultant who shares space with a coffee shop in order to save on the rent. Meet this hard-boiled agile consultant and follow his adventures on helping his clients become agile no matter the circumstance. Scrum Noir, the project management comic book that teaches you agile, is available on Amazon. Just search for Scrum Noir. N-O-I-R. We got goodies in the show notes. Some are examples of the artifacts that we talked about in the show, and any other thing that we could find that we thought would further enhance your listening experience. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're not using a podcast player and you downloaded this MP3 from the web page, just go back to the web page and there you will see show notes. The series started at episode 276. You can find that episode by going to agilethoughts.info and typing in whatever episode number you care to search into the search box, and it will find it for you. Next episode, more from architect Greg Euben. Team did decide to use a large language model so that, say, a business analyst could tell the large language model how to behave and how to handle certain requests that are coming through by explaining the business rules in English to the large language model. The interesting point here, and this is something that everybody's going to be looking at, and this is going to include the enterprise architect, is how much compute do we need and how much is that going to cost us?